89.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill. This is Will Jazz Incognito, your host here for the Thursday night feature. If it's Thursday night, it's 9 o'clock on WXYC, it's the Thursday night feature. And every week we feature a theme, an artist, an album, or an idea for 3 hours here on 89.3 FM WXYC. And it is Hispanic Heritage Month this month until October 15th. And in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, we're going to turn the station into a Latin station. We're going to be playing Latin music. We got Latin musicians in the studio. And we're going to be talking about Latinos in North Carolina and also talking about some projects that feature Latino artists and UNC students. So we're going to be playing something called from a brand new release that just came out this year called Viva Cacalaki, Latin Music in the New South. We're going to be playing some music off of there. The first one is something by Castaneda, the Gravacito, Gravanacito, is that? There we go. Here we go. Let's take a listen to that. We'll be right back with guests here live in the studio on WXYC Chapel Hill. FM WXYC Chapel Hill. This is Will. You're tuned into the Hispanic Heritage Month special here on the WXYC Chapel Hill. We're playing an album right now that features Latin music in the New South, featuring North Carolina. It's called Viva Cacalaki, Latin Music in the New South. And we just heard something called Gavancito, Gavancito from the Castañeda family. And this is a project that is actually put together by UNC students and spearheaded and led by an associate professor here at the UNC Chapel Hill Department of Music, David Garcia. I've got him here in the studio, and he's going to talk a little bit about how this project came together and what's its purpose and meaning. So, hey, David, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be back. And the course is the title of the course is Musical Movements, Migration, Exile, and Diaspora. And I taught this course this past spring. And I had about 17 undergraduate students, a handful of music majors, and then the rest came from different parts of the university, political science, public policy, so forth. So early on in the semester, we decided that we were going to do a group project because the class was small enough. And then we decided that we were going to focus on the Latin American presence here in North Carolina, and see if we could. And we figured that we would focus naturally, since it was a music course, that we'd focus on music. And then we thought that's doing something unique and different. Really, I wanted the students to have a unique experience, right? Didn't want them to do this sort of typical thing of writing papers at the end of the semester and all of that. So we figured, or I thought that a CD project would be interesting, that they would have, that they would learn from that experience, and they would learn about the topic, which was immigration and music in North Carolina, in a very unique way. And on top of that, they would have fun, and that was really the point. So
that sounds really hip. I mean, yeah. Being able to do a CD for a class, I mean, that sounds really cool. So how'd you pick the artists and who to get it on?
Well, a lot of it in terms of getting the project off the ground was involved just me contacting a lot of the musicians that I had already known for a while, ever since coming here, and so Ricardo Granillo was one of them. And not only that, it wasn't that I knew him, but I also knew that he had started the first Latin jazz group here in Raleigh. So that group was really one of the first groups that I thought of. I thought that, number one, we could include some tracks from Carnavalito, which is the name of the group, here on this CD, and then we would have an opportunity to document, because a big part of this course was for the students to go out to do the research, to learn about the history of immigration and migration to North Carolina from Latin America, but not only from Latin America, but also from the U.S. So, we are also interested in transplants, Latinos from different parts of the country coming here to North Carolina, because that's actually part of my story too. So in addition to Carnavalito, we wanted to see if we can represent as many different styles and genres of Latin American music on this CD.
Great. And one of the first tracks on the album is entitled Raleigh, and it's by Rey Norteño. It opens the CD. It says, Raleigh, North Carolina, I carry you in my heart. So it seems like a lot of assimilation into North Carolina and really a lot of love.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great song. I mean, that's, and it just... There was no, it was just obvious that we were going to start the CD with that song. That's the first track, Raleigh, by Rey Norteño. And the leader of that group is Fred Huerta, who composed that song. And he actually, we had the opportunity of having some of the musicians come to class and visit with the students. So he was one of those musicians who came, and we interviewed him in class. And then another student and myself, we actually went to one of their rehearsals one evening in Cary. They rehearsed in Cary, and they were working on some new material. And I think they're recording a new album of that material. But anyway, this really speaks to especially the Mexican experience, the Mexican migrant and immigrant experience here in North Carolina. And this song says it all.
Excellent. And if you want to hear samples of the album, and there's an opportunity you could request for copies of it, you need to go to the Institute for the Study of the Americas website. That's isa.unc.edu/Viva Cacalaki. That's the name of the album, Viva Cacalaki, C-A-C-K-A-L-A-C-K-Y. Any good North Carolina person would know the spelling of that. So let's listen to Raleigh, You're in My Heart. This is Rey Norteña and the song Raleigh.
Te llevo en mi corazón. Trabajando por mi gente que me espera en mi nación. Raleigh, Norte Carolina, sin duda me has dado tanto. Bajo tu cielo bendito, la vida me fue cambiando. Ahora ya puedo vivir como lo venía soñando. Hoy me invade la nostalgia porque de ti me despido. Voy a abrazar a mi gente que hace tiempo que no miro. Adiós, Norte Carolina. Sé que te voy a...
más corté de tu jardín, la más linda de tus rosas. Hoy me invade la nostalgia, porque de ti me despido. Voy a abrazar a mi gente, que hace tiempo que no miro. Sin embargo, en cuanto pueda, sé que voy a regresar.
89.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill. You're tuned into the Thursday night feature. We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and we're featuring an album produced by UNC students here at UNC that features North Carolina Latino artists. It's called Viva Cacalaqui, Latin Music in the New South. And I've got two special guests here in the studio to talk about this wonderful project. David Garcia, who's the associate professor here, who led the project in the class to make it. But we're also privileged here to have on the show Ricardo Granillo, who founded in 1989 as a bass player, Carnavalito, who's also featured on one of the tracks on the album. But as it turns out, they have a very long and storied history here in the Triangle. And so welcome to the show, and glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Here we go. Got your mic turned off. Ah, that's better. Now we can hear you. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, great. So why don't you tell me something a little bit about, how you met David, and why did you decide to take part in this project?
Actually, David, how did we meet? I think... he goes back. I don't know. Exactly.
I came in 2003, so it was a little after that when I came. Yeah. Soon after.
Yeah. So I think the way we met was that I think you started doing
charanga,
mm-hmm. and some of the members from Carnavalito were. Started playing with charanga also, so I think that's how we met.
So to be clear, charanga is...
It's the music department's Latin music ensemble, student ensemble, and it involves some local professional musicians, as Ricardo was just saying, some of whom were playing in Carnavalito.
Oh, wow, great. So and how can we find out more about charangas?
We're on the music department's website, and just look for the ensembles, and you'll find Charanga Carolina. We'll have a page in there.
Great, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a whole explosion of Latin music going on, you know?
Yeah, right now? Or
it's been since the beginning, you know, since I started doing this thing a long
right,
time
ago. Right, when you got here back in 89, was there a lot of Latinos around? Was there a lot of Latin music? What was the scene like?
No, I actually came here in 87. It was maybe... I saw a Latino maybe twice a month.
You count them on one hand, man.
Yeah, I mean, twice a month. I'm not lying. Wow. It was pretty hard to. You never saw anybody driving down the street or anything.
Wow, so, that's amazing.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, you started picking up, but the people always liked Latin music in the area. You know, before the Latinos came to North Carolina, people really got into the rhythms. And that's how I started Carnavalito. It was a Latin band. My idea was to play Latin rhythms and mix with familiar sounds, Latin jazz tunes, so people can relate. You know, they recognize a jazz tune and you throw a merengue rhythm or a cumbia rhythm or whatever. And they'll say, what's that? And it's a whole different thing, experience for them. So they immediately embraced the Latin rhythms in the area. It just grew. And, and David doing a great job exposing students to the Latin, Afro-Cuban and music. And it's Afro-Latin American, really, you know.
Yeah.
It's incredible the way Africa influenced all of America from North to South America, you know, through slavery. And so it's amazing to find out all these, I guess, through the internet and the way people communicate nowadays is you see how many different styles of music really exist out in Latin America. So what's happening in North Carolina is great to see a lot of different styles of music and you know, a lot of young guys who are starting their own styles also, which is awesome, you know. So
that sounds great. So Ricardo Granillo here in the studio, bassist and radio announcer, been playing here Latin music in the Triangle area for a good 20 years. You can find out more about his band, Carnavalito, at their website, www.reverbnation.com/Carnavalito, C-A-R-N-A-V-A-L-I-T-O. And you were mentioning like all the different kinds of music that encompasses Latin music, which is such a huge, huge genre. And if you look at just the 18, 19 tracks that we have here on Viva Cacalaki, David, they span all kinds of different rhythms and styles and countries. Can you talk a little bit about the diversity of the musicians and the music that's on this compilation?
Yeah, so we just heard a Norteño tune, so from the northern part of Mexico. We have Brazil represented by three musicians or groups. Jimmy Griffith, who lives out in Asheville, or Lenoir, actually, and he's got some great tracks here. We have Samba Jovem, who's a local group, Brazilian group from, I think they're mostly out in Apex. And then we have Paulo Lopez, who's another incredibly talented musician from Brazil who lives in Chapel Hill. We have Orquesta Gardel, which is a timba salsa group. And then we have another track that they collaborated with, The Beast, which is a local indie hip-hop group. I'm sure a lot of your listeners know who The Beast are. Yep. So they collaborated on a couple of tracks there. We have mariachis, one mariachi from the Triangle, and another one from Charlotte. We had to represent mariachi for sure. And then we have, you know, we were just talking about Carnavalito. We actually have two tracks from Carnavalito, one from each of their albums. The first one is Ses Hot by Jim Crew, who actually came to UNC, graduated from UNC, and he was a music major. He's a great jazz pianist, and he's still playing, very productive. I think playing mostly jazz nowadays, but Ricardo, he was your first pianist in Carnavalito?
Yeah, he was our first pianist. He played with us from, I think, 89 to about 96.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you know what's really important about Carnavalito, as well as Gardel, is the ethnic and racial makeup of both groups. They're diverse. You know, there were white musicians, black musicians, and Latino musicians for both groups. And I think that says a lot, not only about the music, but also the area, where they've played this music.
Well, so let's get back to it. Let's get something from Carnavalito. Let's do the track "Say Hot." You want to say something about the track before we play it?
Yeah. Well, you know, every time I listen to this music, it definitely takes me way back, because it was putting this band together, finding the musicians when they weren't around. You know it. Now there's a lot of musicians in the area, but back 24 years ago, it was very slim picking. So I spent every night going out to every club I can find, looking in the paper and getting everybody's names and all the piano players, all the musicians in the area. And that's how I started, you know, getting people together for the band. So this song kind of, it's a mix of Latin music, but it's also North Carolina Latin music, because half of the musicians on this album are from North Carolina or were raised here. So there's a lot of, you know, Southern influence, I guess, that makes the sound of Carnavalito with the Latin rhythms. But you got to check it out yourself.
Yeah. Let's take a listen and let's get back to that, because I'd love to hear a little bit more about this North Carolina influence on this Latin music. So this is Carnavalito. We've got David Garcia and Ricardo Granillo in the studio here talking about a project that they helped participate in called Viva Cacalaki, Latin Music of the South. You're tuned into 89.3 FM, WXYC. This is Hispanic Heritage Month. Enjoy it. This is Say Hi by Carnavalito. Wicked Sounds of Carnavalito on Say Hot Indeed. That was. That's from the brand new release Viva Cacalacky, Latin Music in the New South, a compilation product of the UNC Student Department of Music here at UNC. And we're featuring it here as part of the Hispanic Heritage Month here on 89.3 FM WXYC. Somebody's giving me a call. I'll have to get back to you in just a second. Right after you get here. So Viva Cacalacky was recently featured in the Independent Weekly. They had a very nice review on it by a reporter, Sylvia Pfeifenberger?
Pfeifenberger.
And you wanted to speak a little bit about Sylvia?
Yeah, Sylvia's been covering the Latin music scene here, mostly in the Triangle, but actually other parts of the Southeast, including Georgia, for the Independent since, I don't know, Ricardo, do you know, like maybe late 90s or something like that?
Yeah, I would say late 90s.
And in addition to her articles on the Independent Weekly, which are archived, so they're accessible online, she also has her own radio show. It's the Duke radio station. I don't know what the call number is.
88.7.
Sorry. And she also has her own blog. So she's been great. She's a great supporter of the music. We all get great coverage through her writing.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you for that. And we love that. You know, supporting local music, especially Latin music here in the Triangle, is a wonderful thing. Well, thank you for coming by. We've got, just a second. We've got Ricardo Ganilo here. And we just played a track of his from off the Viva Cacalacky, Say Hot. And you were mentioning prior to playing the track that about half the band on that track was actually North Carolina natives. Is that right? And you were mentioning there were some North Carolina influences. Can you talk a little more about that?
Well, yeah, like I said, you know, we were talking about earlier, the rhythms, that was supposed to be a merengue rhythm. Our drummer was from here, Frank Worrell, who never played Latin music before. So he was adding his own style of playing, you know, whatever he... That's the cool thing about this thing. We didn't have a plan or a set thing. All we wanted to do is play great music. That's all we... you know, that was my whole idea, is getting great guys to play together, and we actually stuck out for a long time, and we were able to play throughout the Southeast and expose. You know, it was great to say, yeah, we're from North Carolina, and go out and do all the festivals throughout the Southeast is amazing. And so yeah, the music, it's Rodney Marsh. You know, he's I think originally from Florida, but he's been living in North Carolina for a long time, and of course, Jim Crew also, who wrote that tune. But those lines, the horn lines, aren't, you know, your typical Latin.
Not at all.
Man, especially 20 years ago, you know.
I mean, there's a lot of jazz influence in a lot. And there's another, actually, why don't we do one more cut from Carnavalito, since we're here, since there's two cuts on there. The other one is Durangue, which you say in the liner notes, it's Dominican merengue with jazz. A fusion there. Can you talk a little about that?
Durangue, it's called Durangue because the band started in Durham, and then you got the merengue part. So we
Durangue.
So it's Durham. It started up in Highway 98 actually, and that song was written by Allison Weiner, who is from Chapel Hill, and us and me, and we. Collaborated in it, and you know, again, it was just her melody, and it's just like that would sound great to do a merengue rhythm on it and work on it that way. So that's how that song came about.
You said there's also
guiro.
Guiro.
It's a gourd with a you scratch. You know.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay, right on. So it's trumpet, sax, piano, congas as well. Allison Winter wrote Paca Santiago. Alberto Carrasquillo, Ricardo Granillo, who's here in the studio, Nelson Delgado, Fran Dreyer, Wayne Leachford, and special guests Rodney Marsh on saxophone and Jim Miller on trombone. This is Durangue. Dave, you want to say anything about the track before we put it on?
No, I think Ricardo said it all.
All right, let's do it. And let's listen. You're tuned into Thursday Night Feature here till the midnight hour. We're featuring Latin music here. For the first hour, we're going to be talking about some more about this Viva Cacalacky album. And then we'll be getting into other issues here on Through the Night. And finishing us off is the Nth Degree, who's be playing some deep Latin tracks to the midnight hour. Keep it locked here on 89.3 FM WXYC. This is Carnavalito doing Durangue.
passar. E vem pra cá, todo mundo vem. E vem pra lá, todo mundo samba. E vem pra cá, todo mundo vem. E vem pra lá, todo mundo samba. Pra você ficar. É, vamos ver se agora dá. Pra ver se todo mundo vai balançar. E vem pra cá, todo mundo vem. E vem pra lá, todo mundo samba. E vem pra cá, todo mundo vem. E vem pra lá, todo mundo samba.
Jimmy Griffith doing Joyce from the brand new Viva Cackalacky CD, Latin Music in the New South. We're celebrating here for Hispanic Heritage Month. This is an album put together by UNC students featuring North Carolina Latin artists, put together and led, spearheaded by David Garcia, who I have here in the studio, professor here at UNC's Department of Music. Also in the studio here, hanging out with us, is Ricardo Granillo, one of the founder, or the founder, I should say, of Carnavalito, which is two wonderful tracks that we heard. Here we heard Derengue, and before that we heard Say Hot. And then we finished that set off with Joyce, Jimmy Griffith, doing something Brazilian, I assume, right? So you want to talk a little about Jimmy? Or?
Yeah, so Jimmy was born in Viçosa, Brazil. And his father is American, actually. So there's an interesting story about his last name. So Jimmy was down in Chapel Hill during the semester, and we were able to interview him. A group of my students and myself met up with him. And so he told the story that it's actually, apparently, he believes that the Griffith family is related to none other than Andy Griffith. So again, his father is American. So there's this interesting connection. But the father ended up moving to Brazil, where he married Jimmy's mother. Mm-hmm. And so Jimmy and his siblings were born there and raised in Brazil, but had this American father who had a great jazz collection and American music. So he grew up with a lot of American music, including jazz, in addition to samba, bossa nova, and all of that stuff that. So he then came to the U.S. and went to come to college and then settled here in North Carolina eventually. He went to UNC Asheville, actually, graduated there, and then he just settled out there in the mountains. And so that's where he started playing music. He met up with a couple of American jazz musicians, just like Ricardo did, to put Carnavalito together. And so Jimmy's music is all original stuff, including Joyce that you just heard here. And his music is influenced by this more sort of contemporary samba, música popular brasileira, or MPB, kind of, which is a huge category of music. Stylistically, it's very diverse, but he's kind of in that vein. And so you hear that's where he's coming from. And you hear it really, that more traditional samba feel by the way the snare was playing there, like kind of like how with the caixa, which is the snare in Brazilian samba, traditional samba drumming. That's what he was doing. So that lends it a lot. It lends it that samba feel a lot. So that's
yeah, and beautiful melodies and a beautiful voice. If you want to hear more samples of the album, this is called Viva Cacalaqui, Latin Music in the New South. You can go to the Institute for the Study of the Americas, UNC website. That's isa.unc.edu/Viva Cacalaqui, where they have all the samples. I think about 10 of the tracks are on the website there that you can listen to anytime mm-hmm. you'd like. And there's also an opportunity there for you can get a copy if there are any still available. And you were telling me, David, that people have been asking about this from all over the country, and this is kind of the purpose of putting this project together. Is that right?
That's right. You know, so in addition to documenting this history, I wanted to see if we could promote the musicians that are on the CD, and to get the word out that a lot of these musicians either have just gotten together and started recording, or have been producing music for over 20 years. So that was a part of the idea too. And so I've received emails from folks living throughout the country that have some connection with UNC, either as alumni or former faculty or what have you.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a wonderful album that you've put together. Ricardo, thank you for coming and participating in this. We're coming up on the 10 o'clock hour, and we're going to switch gears here in a little bit. You said that you really enjoy the Latin scene now that it's really exploded right now. There's some cats or bands that we should know about that you like that's happening right now?
Well, a lot of them. All the guys, it's one big family, put it that way. So you got to support everybody that's playing. Everybody shares horn section. Everybody shares percussionists. Everybody has... But what's good, it's that everybody is experimenting. So mm-hmm. that's a good thing, different songs. And now you can get out and find Latin music anywhere you go. So, the clubs and festivals, everywhere on the radio, you hear Latin music now. So it's great.
All right. Well, let's get you back out in the scene, all right? We'll take care of this conflict you have. We'd like to see you play again.
Yeah, hopefully real soon. Hopefully. thanks for inviting me over.
Hey, no problem. Ricardo Granillo, he's one of the founders of Carnavalito. He played two of the tracks here we heard here on this Viva Cacalaqui, Latin Music in the New South. He has several albums. How many albums is Carnival?
Two
albums Carnavalito has out. You can find out more about him and his band and the long Latin history that we have here at Triangle. Go to his website at reverbnation.com. That's reverbnation.com/Carnavalito. And you can also check out the Viva Cacalaqui website at the Institute for the Study of the Americas website on the UNC website. All right, well, let's play one more samba song, I thought we'd play since we already played the Joyce one. There's Samba Jovem. You want to talk a little bit about this artist?
Yeah, here's another group of Brazilians living here locally in the Triangle, Claudio and his wife. And a couple of other local musicians, one of whom is not Brazilian. That's Robert Cantrell, who's, as Ricardo was just mentioning, a lot of these musicians play in multiple groups And Robert is one of those. So this is a local samba group called Samba Joven.
All right, let's take a listen. This is Esperanzas Perdidas Alegres de Domingo, Samba Joven of Viva Cacalaki, here on 89.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill.
Eu juro que não, não posso ficar, eu tenho razão. Já fui batizado na roda de bamba, o samba é a corda e sua caçamba. Não posso ficar, eu juro que não, não posso ficar, eu tenho razão. Já fui batizado na roda de bamba, o samba é a corda e sua caçamba. Quantas noites de tristeza ele me consola, tenho como testemunha minha viola. Posso ficar? Eu juro que não. Não posso ficar, eu tenho razão. Já fui batizado na roda de bamba. O samba é a corda, eu sou da samba. Não posso ficar, eu juro que não. Não posso ficar, eu tenho razão. Já fui batizado na roda de bamba. O samba é a corda, eu sou da samba. Não posso ficar, eu juro que não. Não posso ficar, eu tenho razão. Já fui batizado na roda de bamba. O samba é a corda, eu sou da samba. Não posso ficar.
FM WXYC Chapel Hill, listening to a brand new release here called Viva Cacalaki, Latin music in the New South. And we heard something from Samba Joven doing the cut Esperanzas Perdidas Alegres de Domingo. Nice Brazilian track. And we've got David Garcia here in the studios who help lead this project as part of a course here at UNC where UNC students put together these great Latin music from local Latin artists, and we've got him here in the studio. In addition, just showing up here in the studio, we have another artist who was featured here on the Viva Cacalaki CD. It's Pavilad Castinava, Colombian, who's here in the studio. But Dave is actually almost on his way out, so he wanted to talk a little bit about the next track that's coming up is actually one of his favorites, and it's one of mine as well, Orquestra Gardel. Para el Mundo Entero. What do you want to tell us about that track?
Well, actually, Will, if you don't mind, let me just mention that that we got received important funding to produce this CD. So I just want to make sure that the CD was funded by a Latino Migration Funding Award from the Institute for the Study of the Americas, and we also received other funding from the UNC program in Latino Studies. So I just wanted to make sure that we got that out in the air. Para el Mundo Entero is a track by Orquesta Gardel, which I and Nelson Delgado started back in 2006. It's kind of it came out of UNC's Charanga Carolina, which he and I also began back in 2004. So a couple of years after that, we decided we wanted to put together a more professional salsa group. And eventually, after a few years, I had to leave just because of a busy work schedule and so forth. So I handed over the reins to two of my former students who played in Charanga Carolina. And they are Andy Kleindienst and Eric Hirsch. And they've been co-directing the group since then. And so this is an original track written by Andy Nelson and Jaime Roman. Nelson and Jaime are the lead vocalists of this group, and this is called For the Entire World, and a lot of the lyrics reference the location of Durham in North Carolina and salsa and timba happening here, and so it's a great representation of what the CD tried to do, and that is to cover original Latin American music here, produced and recorded here in North Carolina.
Wonderful. David, well, thank you very much for coming on the air and spending this last hour talking about this wonderful project and this wonderful CD. If you want to know more about this, you need to go to the Institute for the Study of the Americas website. That's isa.unc.edu. And you'll find a link there to the Viva Cacalaki CD, where you can listen to free samples and also have an opportunity to maybe get your own copy. We, of course, have a copy here at the station, so you can always call the DJs here at the station if you want to hear a track off of there. Well, David, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming.
Appreciate it,
man.
Thanks,
yeah,
Will.
No problem. And you told me there might be a Viva Cacalaki 2 in the future?
Maybe.
All right.
If we get that funding.
So if there's a wealthy admirer out there, now's the time to call, right? So we'll do the show again next year for Viva Cacalaki 2. Stay tuned here. We're going to play one more song here at Orquesta Gardel, and we got a wonderful artist here in the studio who's also featured here in Viva Cacalaki, Pavel Castañeda, who's going to be talking a little bit about his contributions to the album. So let's take a listen to the orchestra.
Para los bailadores, para los rumberos, para el mundo entero. Salsa con sabor, con sentido y con mucho amor. Viva, viva, viva de verdad. Oye. Desde Carolina del Norte, Orquesta Gardel. We'll be right back.
las Carolinas gozan los rumberos.
Desde el norte y hasta el sur, en las Carolinas mi salsa la gozas tú.
En las Carolinas bailan los salseros.
Como gozan, como bailan, como fascina mi gente.
En las Carolinas gozan los rumberos.
Oye, rumberito, no te quedes sin bailar mi rumba.
Gozan los rumberos.
Carolina, Orquesta Gardel, para el mundo entero. Bailar, bailar.
Para el mundo entero, oye.
Con mucho más para ti, salsero.
.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill. You're tuned into the Thursday night feature, what we do here every Thursday night on WXYC, where we feature an album, artist, or idea. Tonight, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. We're celebrating here on WXYC, and we've been featuring an album here for about the last hour called Viva Cacalaqui, Latin Music in the New South. We had David Garcia here talking, who helped put the project together as part of a course with UNC students trying to document the history and the scene right now with Latin music featuring North Carolina artists or folks who've transplanted here to North Carolina, have made North Carolina their home and have decided to play and take part in this wonderful project. I have in the studio right now Pavel Castaneda, who is a Colombian, who's the music director, composer, and teacher, and he moved here recently to Chapel Hill. Because I guess you have a son who's at Duke University, is that right?
Yes.
Was he plays soccer there, is that right?
Yeah, he came to play soccer at Duke. So I am very lucky to be here.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you here. And you've got two cuts off here. One of them's called Gladys, which is actually a brand new release, and it features your son on that cut. Is that right?
Yes, my old son is Edmar, who is an excellent harpist. He is the producer of my music, so he plays another instrument. He is very cooperative.
Great. So you have one son soccer player, one son a musician, and you guys are working right now on an album that's to be released later this year. Is that correct?
We are trying to put together more or less 10 songs. We are working harder with that, with the idea to put at the end of this year. So maybe
working hard, right?
Yeah.
So the track that you got out of here called Gladys, and I just wanted to read this. This is actually out of the Independent Weekly, and they really gave a nice review for this specific song. They said the jewel of the album is Pavel's Gladys, an unreleased original due out in Chapel Hill, Harpist's own album later this year. This loping Colombian poro was composed for your wife, evidently, and it features your son, as we said, on cuatro guitar, and Shlomi Cohen on soprano saxophone. And Sylvia says it exudes dark romanticism. Can you tell me a little bit about the track? And why did you decide to use this track on the Viva Cacalaqui CD?
Once again, I'm very lucky to find some excellent people and friends right here in Chapel Hill that they are giving a hand to promote a little more the Colombian music and Latin music. So I found David in one of my shows in some place, and he started knowing my music, and so he, and the next time he invited me to the UNC to give a workshop for his students, and then he asked me to put one of my songs in the Viva Cacalaqui.
Yeah.
So it's for me, it's a pleasure to do that.
Oh, it's a beautiful song. Why don't we take a listen to it? This is Gladys from Pavel y Castaneda. And I do want to let you know that if you want to catch Pavel live, he is playing locally in the area. A very talented musician, and as you can tell soon by what we're playing in the song, he just played tonight, and he's played every Thursday night over at the Saffron restaurant here in Chapel Hill. And tomorrow night and every Friday night, he plays over at Gregoria's Kitchen over in Durham. It's a wonderful Cuban restaurant in Durham, and it features a duo with a Beverly. Is that right?
Yeah, Beverly.
Yeah, so that should be a pretty hip time. Check that out. And so let's check out Gladys. This is Pavel Castaneda on Viva Cacalandi, celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month here on 89.3 FM WXYC. You're tuned to 89.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill. Pavel Liva Paveli Castaneda. Sorry, I'm trying to get that right, buddy. Doing a cut on here, a beautiful song called Gladys, which features a saxophone player and your son on guitar there. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you play a harp, which we were just talking, speaking of which, the Nth Degree has just entered the studio, and he'll be playing, laying down some of his rare and deep Latin tracks later in the evening, but he's here to hang out. But also I have Pavel Lid here in the studio right now, and we're featuring some of his work on the Viva Kakalaki brand new CD that came out, produced by UNC students, and David Garcia, a professor here at UNC, is part of one of their courses that features Latin artists all from North Carolina. And Pavel Lid, when did you move here to North Carolina?
6 years ago.
So you've been here 6 years. And this song that is a unreleased track, right?
It's unreleased.
Yeah, this is a hot, off the presses, it's right here exclusively.
Exclusive for
here at WXYC. And it's on the pre-release here on this Viva Kakalaki CD. So tell me, how has North Carolina influenced your approach to your music? Has it changed in any way being here in North Carolina?
Yes, it's North Carolina, especially Chapel Hill and all area close to here, Durham and Raleigh, you can find many, many good musicians, excellent musicians that are coming around the world. So I have the lucky to share with them my music and to listen to their music and put together new ideas in my instrument.
Wow. Well, that's really great. As you can see from the Viva Kakalaki CD, we are spanning all kinds of genres and Latin rhythms and whatnot. Well, check out, if you liked what you were listening to, you can catch Pavel Lid live locally in the community. And remember, you always should support local music whenever you can. He's playing Thursdays at Saffron here in Chapel Hill at 7 o'clock. Is that what time you hit?
Same, 7 to 9.
7 to 9 p.m. He came just from there to here to the studio, so we appreciate that. Also, he's playing every Friday night over at Gregario's Kitchen over in Durham, which is a Cuban restaurant in Durham, which I hear is pretty hip. So go check that out. And he'd be there with a duo, that right? Drummer
tomorrow
name.
Tomorrow we're going to play with Beverly, who is a percussion and a drummer from Duke University.
From Duke University. She's going to have a full set, or? Oh, wow.
Just a folk instrument from Africa.
Oh,
Cuba.
Wow. So that's going to be really interesting. So check that out. That's going to be at Gregorio's Kitchen Friday night. That's tomorrow night and every Friday. And take a look out for Pavel Lid's brand new album that's dropping later this year. It's going to have that song that we just played called Gladys. Now, you also put another song on here, Pavel Lid, Gavancito, Gavancito.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're going to go ahead and play a track. Can you tell us a little bit about that track?
Yeah, it's a little different from the song that you listened before. That song I record, the first that you listened was recorded with an electric harp. And the song that is coming was recorded with a folk acoustic harp, typical from Colombia and Venezuela.
Wow. So it probably has a very beautiful sound. Let's take a listen. Well, Pavel Lid, thanks for coming on the air. We appreciate
you
coming
by me. Pleasure for me.
Anytime. And be sure to go check him out live over at Saffron on Thursdays and Gregorio's Kitchen on Friday nights. Thanks for coming. You're listening to the Thursday night feature here on WXYC. We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. Let's listen to the Castañeda Familia doing Gavancito, Gavancito.